Paul Harvey. Good day.
Paul Harvey gives you the rest of the story this afternoon at 5:15, and you can hear the two top radio network news programs in America when Paul Harvey speaks to you at 8:30 a.m. Monday through Friday and noon Monday through Saturday only on WINN. 78 degrees, partly sunny skies, mostly cloudy today, chance of showers and thundershowers, but more likely tonight, ending early tomorrow morning, and then a partial clearing. High today in the mid-80s, low tonight to mid-60s, and Wednesday's highs in the low 80s. Well, we got some special goodies for you today, including a lot of hits from 1969. From Wynn Radio, here's Glenn Campbell. Southern Nights. The number 39 song for the year 1977 from Glenn Campbell is Southern Nights. Alan Toussaint wrote it, Glenn sings it. 17 after 12 from Wynn, number one country, with Moon Mullins and Ronnie Millsap. And you're the only love in my life. Life. Song number 5 on Winner Radio 1240 Survey this week, Only One Love in My Life, from Ronnie Millsap. Song produced by Tom Collins, who's produced most of Ronnie's hits over the years. Tom tells a kind of a funny story in Ronnie Millsap. There's all kinds of funny ones, but this is just one. One time they were in Atlanta, and that's where Ronnie used to live. Ronnie lived there for several years. And they were driving from one place to another. Tom was driving, and he got lost. And Ronnie said, well, where are you right now? So Tom told him where he was. And Ronnie said, well, take the next exit, go over to the left for two streets, and then turn left again. Well, Tom followed his directions, and sure enough, they got where they were going. Tom said, heck, I knew then and there that he was an all right guy.
A 78 Granada is less at Louisville Motors downtown on 5th.
During the Catholic Orphans Picnic at St. Thomas St. Vincent Home, there'll be bus service to and from the home.
I'm Moon Mullins of Wynn Radio, 23 minutes after 12 o'clock, and this starts my 10th year with Wynn today. This is the 9th anniversary. It was 9 years ago today I sat down at this control board and ran the first program at Wynn in Louisville. And I thought what I'd do today, just to sort of have my own little anniversary celebration, was play some of the songs that were hits back then in 1969. In June, Tom T. Hall had written a song for Bobby Bear that Bobby had. It was really big. A song about something going on in Chicago. Margie's at the Lincoln Park Inn. Former roommates and now songmates, Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings, there ain't no good chain gang. That got up as high as 8 on our chart, dropped down to 11 this week. 12:30 on the winner.
Long John Silver's Seafood Chops.
Enjoy the Wednesday shrimp sale while supply lasts at 22 convenient Louisville metro area locations.
Number one country with Mullins, W-I-N.
2 years and 2 months ago, the Ames Brothers had a big hit song that only hurts for a little while. And now in 1978, Sister Margot Smith has recorded it. And it's a hit again. Degrees, partly sunny skies, and a forecast of cloudy this afternoon. Chance of showers and thundershowers developing most likely tonight. Ending tomorrow morning and then partial clearing. High today in the mid-80s, low tonight the mid-60s, and Wednesday's high in the low 80s. 78 degrees at 25 until 1 o'clock at Wynn Radio, where we welcome summer tomorrow. Be sure and listen for the sounds of summer. We'll have some special summer gifts for you. Barbecue tools, a Coleman cooler, a Weber grill, or a Zebco fishing rod. Yours from WINN tomorrow.
Hot weather does mean things to your car. 6015 Preston Highway.
West Virginia is 115 years old today as a state in the United States of America. It was in this date in 1863 that West Virginia was admitted as the 35th state in the Union. Almost heaven.
Almost heaven, West Virginia.
Take me home, country road.
Charlie McLean at Win Radio, and let me be your baby. I'm Moon Mullins. It's 16 until 1 o'clock. Today, June 20th, is Chet Atkins' 54th birthday. And Chet Atkins, over the years, discovered a lot of artists. Oh, people like Don Gibson, Floyd Kramer, Connie Smith, Dottie West, Charlie Pride, Roger Miller, Boots Randolph, Roy Orbison, and a whole bunch more. Chet was an A&R man for RCA during that period of time. He was born in the Clinch Mountain country of Tennessee near Knoxville. His father taught piano and voice. Jimmy Rogers records were played on the family's wind-up phonograph. Somewhere in his childhood, Chet traded an old pistol for an old guitar. And by the time he had finished high school, he had acquired proficiency on the instrument and was broadcasting from WNOX in Knoxville with Bill Carlisle and a group called the Dixieland Swingers. Later on, he did radio stints in Cincinnati, Raleigh, Richmond, and Denver. Finally, returned to Nashville and worked with the Carter family. RCA's Chicago-based Steve Scholes, hearing a transcription of Atkins' Canned Heat, offered him a contract by mail, and Chet began his long association with RCA. He's one of the most versatile musicians in America. His guitar techniques are varied. He's a virtuoso classical, traditional, modern jazz, flamenco, pop, and of course country guitarist. He says the basic style that I play was started by a colored guy in Kentucky, Jim Mason, a black guitarist who played a choke style of guitar. Mason taught it to a white coal miner, Mose Rieger, who in turn taught it to Ike Everly, father of the Everly brothers. Rieger also taught Merle Travis, who had a great influence on Atkins' playing. In fact, Chet's daughter, Merle, is named after Travis. Chet likes the heavy use of vibrato on the Spanish guitar. He claims to have been influenced by Les Paul and Django Reinhardt, among others. He's interested in the physics of sound and has invented an instrument to aid guitarists called the magic bass. To his closest friends, Chet Atkins is known as Chester. He has pale blue eyes and high Cherokee cheekbones and the demeanor of a small-town undertaker, according to Paul Hemphill in the book The Nashville Sound. Like several other Mr. Nashvilles, Chet has invested in sound properties and is one of the Music City millionaires, but his wife still cuts his hair. His other hobbies include reading poetry and philosophy. One time, he and songwriter John D. Loudermilk were vacationing in the Caribbeans on a cruise. Chet said we were singing and playing one night, and the next day one of the people who'd been sitting around came up to me and said, "Hey, you sure can play that guitar." Chet said I thanked him, and then he said, "Well, I'll tell you one thing, though. You ain't no Chet Atkins." Chet was elected to the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1973.
Who's the tall man with a guitar in his hand? It's Chet. Toes are a-tapping and fingers are a-snapping to the music of that country gentleman.
That's it. Guitar picking Chet Atkins.
Chet's tune, recorded in 1967, is a 20th anniversary present to Chet Atkins by a bunch of his friends who recorded the song over a period of weeks, and they patched it all together. On the record were Jerry Reed, Floyd Kramer, Eddie Arnold, Dottie West, Archie Campbell, Bobby Bear, Norma Jean, George Hamilton IV, Skeeter Davis, Jimmy Dean, Hank Lachlan, Jim Ed Brown, Hank Snow, John D. Loudermilk, Connie Smith, Homer and Jethro, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, Porter Wagoner, and Don Bowman, a song written by Cy Coben called Chet's Tune on Chet's birthday. And a happy birthday to Chet Atkins from Wynn. And our listeners. It's 11 minutes until 1 o'clock with Moon, 78 degrees, partly sunny skies. May rain later this afternoon, more likely sometime tonight. Partial clearing tomorrow. Continued hot.
Coming to USA at Jerry's.
Jerry's with 14 convenient locations in Kentucky. Win!
Maybe you don't love me anymore. Eddie Rabbit. Later on today, we'll be playing that crack at the bat. When you hear it, you call into Win Radio at 587-1240 and sign up for our trip to see the Cincinnati Reds up in Cincinnati as we're going to drive you up there in the Win Wagon. We'll register you later on today. Just listen for the sound of the crack of the bat. 6 to 1 o'clock is our time at Win.
Hi, this is Bucks from my buddy, Tex Door.
At McDonald's.
You're smiling.
We got a smile for you.
9 years ago, when I came to Win Radio, Sonny James was enjoying one of his 22 straight number one hit songs. In June of 69, here's Running Bear.
W-I-N-N. Louisville.
Tonight, the night will turn out
A&M with Barbara Mandrell and her brand new goodie called Tonight. Moon here today at 2 minutes after 1 o'clock with the Statler Brothers. And Do You Know You Are My Sunshine?
She was standing in the crowd. Shine.
The Statler Brothers, big artists of the 70s, and a song based on one of the big artists of the 40s, Jimmy Davis. Do You Know You Are My Sunshine? Not exactly the same song, but at least I think that's the inspiration for it. 5 after 1 o'clock at Win Radio. Talking about singers from the 40s, there's a guy who, had he lived, would be celebrating a birthday today. He would have been 62, but he died in 1971. His name was T. Texas Tyler. His real name was David Luke Myrick, born in Mena, Arkansas on June 20th, 1916. And he moved to Texas in his young years. That's how he picked up the nickname. But he was called a man with a million friends. And back in the 40s, he had some real big hits, including one during World War II called The Deck of Cards. And he spent a little time in the service, and that talk song came out of his experiences during the war. He told of a soldier who was admonished by his commanding officer for playing cards during a church service, and the soldier explains why the deck of cards is his almanac, his diary, and his Bible. Well, we're going to play that little goodie for you from the late 40s, give you the original version of it. You may remember it by Wink Martindale. He had a hit with it in 1959, in 1973, and in 1975. So the song's been out a number of times. But here's the original of Deck of Cards from T. Texas Tyler.
This story's true. I know because I was that soldier.
T. Texas Tyler. Boy, I tell you, the recording techniques have really changed over the years, haven't they? For the better. Yeah, from the late 40s, T. Texas Tyler's Deck of Cards. He had some other hits back then, too, including one, which I never heard, but I'd sure like to hear it, called Daddy Gave My Dog Away, if you can believe that title. Later on, he had his own radio program from Hollywood, Range Roundup, and appeared in several Western movies. One called Horsemen of the Sierras was the most prominent. He had several songs back in those years, including Remember Me, Oklahoma Hills, Bummin' Around, Courtin' in the Rain, and lots of others. In the latter 60s, before he died, he experienced a strong religious conversion, and he only recorded hymns and spirituals. And then in 1971, T. Texas Tyler passed away. 9 minutes after 1 o'clock from Win Radio, you've got Moon here.
It's really nice to remind people to come.
Visit your nearest Thorpe office in Louisville.
Number 3 last week, number 3 this week, Kenny Rogers' new one is called Love or Something Like It.
Hi, Dan Breed, No Stay Up Dan. This Saturday morning, Bill and Charlie Monroe is going to be the featured artist on Wind Grass. This Saturday morning, 1 to 1:30, right here in Number 1 Country Wind.
But dang, it's been a great afternoon.
That's Merle Haggard from his new album. And maybe it's been a great afternoon. 9 years ago this week, when I first came to Wynn, Merle Haggard was enjoying a big old hit song from June of 69. It was Merle Haggard on Wynn and Mama's Hungry Eyes.
Mama's Hungry Eyes.
Hungry Eyes from Merle Haggard. We're up to 82 degrees now, and the wind forecast calls for cloudy this afternoon, chance of showers and thundershowers. About a 30% probability for this afternoon, but 80% for tonight. Ending sometime in the morning, and then clearing off partially. We'll have a high today in the mid-80s, low tonight the mid-60s, tomorrow's high in the low-80s, and right now it's 82 to 120.
Hot weather does mean things. Conveniently located at River Road and Zorn Avenue.
Everybody loves my pizza inn, cause when you come here, you're gonna feel at home. Just relax and settle in. Jane's gonna treat you like one of her own. It's friendly at Pizza Inn.
We've got a feeling you're gonna like Pizza Inn's Tuesday Night Buffet. For only $2.19, you can feast on our delicious pizza, buffet style, every Tuesday night from 6 to 11:30 p.m. There's lots of toppings to choose from and garden fresh salad, too. All you can eat for only $2.19. So come soon and come hungry to Pizza Inn's Tuesday Night Buffet.
You'll find out it's a cozy place with a lot of things to like. We're cooking pizza all made from scratch, and you're gonna love each bite, and that's why we've got a feeling you're gonna like us at Pizza Inn. We've got a feeling you're gonna like us at Pizza Inn.
Well, just about, what, 3 more weeks when Sellersburg, Sandy Powell, and Louisville Skinner Sisters team up together to become the new backup group for Charlie Pride. Dave and Sugar are going out on their own. Of course, those two gals are from here. Vicki Hackman's from Louisville, and Sue Powell is from Sellersburg, and her sister is one of the members of this new group that will be backing up Charlie Pride. I don't even think they've selected a name for themselves yet. I guess they're going to wait to make sure it works out all right. I know Charlie's going to try them on a temporary basis and begins in around the first week of July. So we wish them well as that time approaches and hope it works out for them. Here's Dave and Sugar's most recent hit song, I Gotta Quit Looking At You, Baby.
Looking at you, baby. Oh, my love, don't show.
Please help me, I'm falling in love with you.
WINN, the Fort Knox of Country Gold.
As the snow flies.
WINN with Elvis and In the Ghetto. When I came here in 1969, Elvis was enjoying his first million-selling record in 6 years. The previous million-seller had been Returned to Sender back in 63, and Elvis is In the Ghetto in 69. Sort of helped him on his way back with his comeback that he started when he started making his appearances in Las Vegas again and getting out into the United States and making appearances in person. And an album that Elvis recorded in January of 1969, we were playing in June at that time, and getting a lot of requests for this particular cut called True Love Travels on a Gravel Road.
Travels on a gravel road.
Emmett Neil Mullins Jr. here with the music of Rex Allen Jr. And it's time we talk things over. WINN AM 1240 with all music at 24 minutes until 2 o'clock, 82 degrees. And an expected high in the mid-80s today, so we may get just a little warmer. 30% chance of some showers developing this afternoon, 80% chance for tonight. Then a partial clearing tomorrow with a low tonight in the mid-60s. Tomorrow's high will be in the low 80s.
What would it cost to replace your car's muffler, including installation?
Daily. Well, it's softball season. Everybody knows where Bill Anderson is, and any spare time he has, he spends it out there watching softball games. Actually, he likes to play in the softball games this time of the year. He and Becky spend most of their time there or over watching the Nashville Sounds. And something kind of strange may happen because she's due to have a little baby this coming Monday. Bill says she may have the baby in the grandstands. He's getting tired of waiting. After 8 weeks with us, Bill Anderson's record is still way up there at number two this week. Our list of hit songs win a former number one record. That was number one for 3 weeks. 3 years ago this week, our number two song was from Conway Twitty. It was Touch the Hand. WINN at 15 till 2 o'clock. I'm Moon Mullins. Jimmy Driftwood's having a birthday today, too. Jimmy Driftwood is 61, and I hope to goodness he's still living. I certainly haven't heard anything about him having passed away in the last few years, although I haven't heard anything from him in a long time. He was born in Mountain View, Arkansas, on this date back in 1917. Now, he never did classify himself as a country singer, but he had some credentials to show that he certainly can be mentioned here on this program. He was brought up in the Ozarks, fiddled and played the guitar before he was 10 years old. In fact, he once said his first homemade guitar was built of fence rail, ox yoke, and bedstead. Most of his songs were historical in nature, traditional ballads instead of commercial country songs, and back there in the late 50s, early 60s, he was featured a lot at folk music festivals. In the early 1950s, he took an old square dance tune called The 8th of January, and he fashioned a new song out of it that he based on the War of 1812. He called it The Battle of New Orleans. 1959, Johnny Horton recorded it. It was a number one country record and number one pop record. Sold a million, too.
The Gulf of Mexico.
I always see old Charlton Heston and Yul Brynner when I hear that song, as they were in a movie called The Buccaneer, which was out about that same time, based on the same story. Johnny Horton, 1959, The Battle of New Orleans, WINN at 12 to 1 o'clock. Two, 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 two.
W-I-N-N. And tonight, the pitch the
Dave from the Kendalls win. 15 miles, that's on a Bluefield, West Virginia, is a western tourist town called Dry Gulch Junction, where banks are robbed, bars have swinging doors, and sheriffs get to shoot down bad guys at high noon. And the Kendalls recently shot down a bunch of attendance records at Dry Gulch's amphitheater, with an estimated 5,000 people turning out and jamming the place to sample some of the Kendalls' magic. According to spies who were there, there was much hooping and hollering and standing ovations for the Kendalls. 6.5 until 2 o'clock at Wind Radio. We're up to 82 and 80% chance of rain tonight.
Some plays become particular.
2:05.
Today marks the 9th anniversary of my presence here at Wind Radio, and I'm having a little birthday party for myself. We're playing some of the songs that were popular in June of 69 when I came here. Charlie Pride had a whopper with "All I Have to Offer You Is Me." Charlie Pride at WINM with "All I Have to Offer You Is Me," his hit from 9 years ago. His hit from now is a new disco sound and stomper called "When I Stop Leaving." Charlie Pride.
How did some folks when I stop leaving?
WINN, Louisville.
Selling Snowbird from 1970 on her birthday. Don't know how old Anne is today. She's not telling, but I venture a guess she's about 33 or maybe 34, because a long time ago, several years ago, she threatened to get married when she was 30 years old, and she got married about 3 or 4 years ago, so she's somewhere around 33 or 34, I guess, even though she won't tell. She was already an established star in her homeland of Canada before she had that hit here in America of Snowbird back in 70, and she's had a bunch of them since. Happy birthday, Anne. 4 minutes after 2 on Wind with Moon.
Win!
Take this job and shove it.
There's a working man's national anthem from Johnny Paycheck, that old "Take This Job and Shove It" hit.
If you're feeling mighty hungry,
take it down the road. We got the hots, boots, ouch, and that's a hot one, boy.
The steak sandwich of the month for only 69 cents at your Magic Market stores.
210 at Wind Radio with Moon Mullins and T.G. Shepherd. After T.G. sings "When Can We Do This Again," we'll have a song for you from the new Conway Twitty Loretta Lynn album. All right.
In a lakeside weekend cut.
All right. We've made it legal. That's the name of that Marie Wilson, Tootie Calloway, Loreen Mann composition from Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn's brand-new album of Honky Tonk Heroes, featuring their new hit of From 7 till 10 and lots of other goodies from Conway and Loretta, the dynamic duo, Striking Again. What an unusual cheating song. 16 after 2 o'clock and went. Hello, Charles.
Louisville Motors has a completely new car, and that's a deal. That's in a class by itself.
Sunday night, Bucks Brun's going to be at the ICI Picnic at the 4-H Foregrounds. Foregrounds? Oh, wait a minute, let me try that again. The ICI Picnic at the 4-H Fairgrounds. There we go. Ooh, on Indiana 62. That'll be Sunday night as Bucks makes a personal appearance there. You be sure and look for him if you're going to be going over. And yours truly will be at the Old Timers Day Festival, Blue Lick Road and Preston Highway at 4:30 Sunday in the Wind Wagon. And then we're going to head right on up the street to the German American Singing Society Picnic at Swiss Park at 6 o'clock Sunday.
When I go shopping,
don't miss out. Carrie Cloud.
The country's best, W-I-N-E.
Number one country's best for the third week in a row is from Bonnie Tyler. It's a heartache. As long as singers like that are around, there will never be an energy crisis. Bonnie Tyler and "It's a Heartache," the number one song this week on Win. This time last year, our number one song was from a gal with her first record, too, Mary Wilson. Now, Mary went to school at Indiana University up in Bloomington, and she toured with a choral group for the university and unfortunately was involved with an automobile accident a few years ago. And that sort of ended her career as far as touring with them. She went home to Marietta, Georgia to recuperate from that accident, and in later years decided to begin singing again. She started performing in some of the underground clubs in Atlanta, eventually winding her way out to Dallas, where she performed in a club there. It's a funny thing, when she moved into Dallas, she did have a little bit of difficulty with the telephone man, and she called one of her friends in Atlanta and told her about some of the problems that she had experienced with the telephone man putting the song in, and she was just making up a bunch of stuff and being kind of cute about it, you know, and the friend really got a big kick out of it and suggested that Marietta work that up in her nightclub act, which she did. Then there was a guy who owned a recording studio, heard her talking about this thing in her club performances, about the telephone man coming and putting in the phone, and he decided to record her, and they did. Song sold a million, and it was number one a year ago this week. The Telephone Man, Mary Wilson. Every night in my dreams, Johnny Russell, and this week's pick hit at WINN. Here comes the dream baby. That's the big O, that's the voice, and that's dream baby Roy Orbison at 2:30 on WINN.